Hey, everybody, and welcome to a Wayfinders Church podcast. At Wayfinders Church, we want people to find life. And we think that happens in a few key ways. And today, my heart is heavy with the news of what happened in Las Vegas this past weekend. And I still don't know what to make of it. So we've been in a series called Begin at the Beginning, and today is called Adam, or Adama, or Ha-Adam, or the Three Adams, or Dirt Man. And before we get into today's episode, I want to just invite everybody out to the Center Street Trick-or-Treat in Kyle, Texas. We feel like it's going to be just a fantastic event, and I would love to see you there, my friends. So before we jump into any further, I would love to do a AJH minute. Dun dun dun. That's where we talk about Abraham Joshua Heschel, and I don't know why I do the countdown there, but it is just a thing that I do because I admire his writing. And here's the quote of the day. When I was young, I admired clever people. Now that I am old, I admire kind people. When I was young, I admired clever people. Now that I am old, I admire kind people. One of the things that stands out to me is what kind of people we are. The person that you or I, who we become, who we are, is based on the perspective with which we see others. So essentially, the way in which I see the people around me affects the type of person that I am. If I think people are stupid, I will inevitably act in ways that pretend I'm superior and belittle people around me. If I think that people are witty and smart, I will give them some credence. And it also speaks to the idea that over time we go through seasons. And so there may have been a time where you thought somebody's clever. Oh, that's clever. And you soak it in. You think it's wonderful. But as you get older, you realize that it actually isn't for everybody. But kindness is. So there you go. That's the AJH Minute. Abraham Joshua Heschel is a writer, an author, a theologian, very influential to me. So, by the way, we're going to be switching gears after, I think we've got two more of these AJH minutes, and then we're going to switch to some Frederick Buechner, which is also brilliant. So, today's episode, Dirt Man, or the Three Adams, or Adam, Adama, and Ha-Adam. We've been in this series called Begin at the Beginning, and we're basically exploring Genesis 1 through 11, and how if we don't start with a Genesis 1 and 2 perspective, with the idea that we're going from chaos to order, that God creates us in a very unique position and calls us very good and gives us a divine calling, a divine relationship with him, we can end up starting with original badness or with depravity being the only thing that's possible. And while I'm not saying we aren't depraved, we want to believe that not only is restoration possible, but it's the truth behind everything. And we get to expose, we get to explore, we get to become part of that. And so where we start from often dictates where we're headed. And if we're in this unfolding story that Scripture is describing, it means that where we start from is going to dictate where we take this, because we have a role to play in the future, and we get to participate in God's unfolding kingdom right here and right now. And so with that, we've explored some deep ideas that creation is dynamic, that it's purposeful and headed somewhere, that we are in a specific image or solemn. And we've also explored that the power of the stories is that it's still happening, not just that it happened, but it's still happening. We still try to take the place of God and eat the forbidden fruit. We still have these things. So the stories aren't just a condition in terms of historical past tense. They are present because they are our story. We're reliving them right here, right now. And today, I wanted to jump right into who we are, which is a bunch of dirt. Now, I mean, I'm sure you've probably been called names before, and I don't mean this to be name-calling in any way, shape, or form. So let's review. When we hear the word Adam in the Bible, that is actually the Hebrew word Adam, or Adam, however you want to say it, and it literally means man, like man. That's what it literally means. Without gender, it means man, like general. And then there's the word Ha-Adam, which the ha in Hebrew is like saying the. So it's like the man. But it can also mean mankind, but it can also mean like singularity of man. It can be more more gender specific. And then there's the word Adama, which is where the other words come from. And the word Adama is the word for ground or land or earth or matter or the substance of which things are created. And so now when you understand those root words in Hebrew, and by the way, I'm not doing them justice, but we don't have enough time to get into a huge word study. Nor do I have a mastery on the Hebrew language in the way anyone who grew up in the Jewish tradition or intensely studied it has. I'm not pretending to have that. But what I do love about this idea is that God forms us in his image, right? He makes mankind with an idea, with a form in mind. And that form is a reflection of God, male and female. That's from Genesis 1, verses 26 and 7. Now, in chapter 2, where the creation story gets retold in a new format, we learn that it's from the dust of the ground. So of the Adama, right, from the dirt gets formed dirt man. And the man is not alive until God breathes the breath of life, the ruach, the spirit, into us. So you and I, we are this collection of matter that is given special substance to and life itself from God. It's interesting to me in all of the debates, whether it's science, whether it's religion, when we go back to the beginning, the mystery shrouding the idea that God kickstarts life is there. It's there. The interconnectivity of all things matter is there. We spend an entire podcast series discussing them. And so if the substance of which everything is created is interrelated to each other, then we bear the divine in all of us, in all of humanity. We're all in this together. Which begs the question, is that how you see people? Is that how you see your brothers and sisters? Is that how you see your coworkers? Is that how you see the guy who cut you off in traffic? Is that how you see people that dress differently and look differently and have a different skin color than you? Is that how you see people? Do you see them with the divine presence and life empowering them to be? My hope, our hope, is that we do. Sometimes that's not always easy. And sometimes the calling with which we have been given gets shrouded and gets covered and gets beaten out of us, as evidenced by what happened in Vegas this past weekend. We don't know if this man was psychologically disturbed. We can't understand the circumstances behind it. Asking why doesn't help in any way. Instead of bringing order and progressing the world, this seems like we can call it sin, we can call it evil. It's a reversal back to chaos. It's hurtful, it's destructive, it's all the things that we would say about everything negative. And maybe you find yourself angry. Maybe you find yourself wanting to perpetuate violence. Like, I've got to go get a gun because this could happen to me and I want to be able to fire back. Maybe you're just puzzled. I don't know what would possess someone to shoot someone else. I don't want to ever know. And a lot of the questions that are being asked by a lot of people can't be answered. They're unanswerable questions. What I do know is that God breathed the breath of life into us. That we are a collection of matter and energy, and we are all interconnected. We are all fashioned with the divine in us. And I would love to have been able to share this good news with this man, and my heart is heavy for those who lost lives and who lost loved ones, and I don't even know how to respond. I don't even know what to do. And so maybe you're like me and you just feel helpless. So I want to do this. I want to be kind. I want to push the world to be a more loving place where God's kingdom and peace and joy and gentleness are in the lead. There's this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that says, when we're cursed, we bless. When we're slandered, we answer with kindness. I want to answer with kindness. And so maybe that means that I'm kinder to the people around me right now. Because we're nothing but a bunch of dust. But we bear a special breath in us. We bear a special image on us and in us. So I just want to say a prayer. And then I'm going to choose to be kind in the midst of my questions and in the midst of all of the other things going on. God, in this moment, with all that I have, with all that we are, I ask that we would be able to remind people that your breath of life is in them, that your image is stamped on them, and that we are all interconnected. God, may we have courage to have kindness. And in the end, would we bring order, not chaos? Would we bring love, not destruction? Would we bring that breath of life to each and every person, because we are all connected.